Father Lucien, Lucien Krulikowski. I am from Poland, yes. I stayed in Poland for 20 years, and in that time, you see, for 3 years, I have known Father Maximilian Kolbe, and I met him almost every day. When he came from Japan, this was the first time I saw him. At that time, when I saw him, I was a student of a minor seminary, mission seminary, because Father Maximilian Kolbe wanted us all to be missionaries. At Niepokalanów, he added this seminary later. Started with the monastery, and then after maybe a couple of years, 2-3 years, you see, he found it in the same district, you see, of our seminary, of our monastery, there was also the building for seminarians. Everything was of his initiative. He did it. His imprint.
Right.
Everything had his imprint. Yes, the city of Immaculate Niepokalanów in Japan, for instance, he didn't call the monastery Niepokalanów in Japanese, but the Jardin, the Garden of the Immaculate.
Right. He started a very large printing apostolate there. That was
yes.
The largest in Europe.
Yeah, one of the largest in Poland.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, in comparison with other, with even civilian, you see, yeah, very grandiose, beautiful. Those friars, they worked for three shifts, day and night. Yeah, because we printed not only the Night of the Immaculate, but many other things, you see, even in Latin,
okay.
Miles Immaculate.
Okay.
Miles Immaculate. And for the children also a little Night of Immaculata. When I was in my house, you see, a teenager, so I was, we got the Night of the Immaculata every month, and I was reading it. Father Maximilian Kolbe, at the beginning, you see, was writing a lot in the Night of the Immaculata, very many articles.
Okay.
So I was absorbing them, and I knew I had the vocation, but I didn't know exactly where I am going to be, where to go.
Mm-hmm.
And Father Maximilian had already a place in my heart. What prompted me to go to Niepokalanów one day, my uncle, who was a brother, you see, at Niepokalanów, he was in the administration, so he came to Poznań, my city where I lived, with an exhibition, Japanese artifacts, you see, Japanese religious artifacts. And he did not intend to visit my family because he was too busy.
Uh-huh.
With the people who came to see the exhibition. But my sister met him in the street and invited him home. So then he was obliged to come to find a few minutes, you see. Uh-huh. So he came, and during our conversations, for the first time, I said to him, my mother, I would like to go to Niepokalanów to be a priest. And my mother heard this for the first time, that I want to be a priest. And she said, I was praying for that, for your vocation.
That's beautiful.
My uncle went back and prepared the papers, and they sent. So pretty soon I went to Niepokalanów. Yeah, he was well known to all over Poland. We had many visitors. I remember that many visitors came to see Maximilian Kolbe from not only from Poland but from abroad.
Okay.
And they visited the printing machines. You see, we had Maximilian had this idea for the Immaculate, the best.
Right.
For us, something very simple.
Okay.
Something simple. Yeah, poverty. Yeah, but the printing machines, he went to Germany to find out, you see, which is the best one.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and brought it. He was so simple that I would, if you would ask a question, who is Maximilian Kolbe? There are so many friars, 700. Who is Maximilian Kolbe? I would like you to pinpoint him, you see, select and say, this must be Maximilian Kolbe. You would indicate the last one. He was so simple, so self-effacing. Yeah. Oh, when he came to our seminary, very often he played chess with us, and he could win each time with anybody. Because he had a mathematical, he was a genius, uh-huh. You see, mathematical genius. So he could play with five or six at the same time and win everybody.
Wow.
But sometimes he gave us a chance to win also. We used to joke with him, and he had from Japan. He had beautiful beard,
which is a missionary thing, right?
Missionary, yes. Francis. He came, yeah. So his beard was totally black, uh-huh. Like a coal. You see, uh-huh. Black on one side, but red underneath, uh-huh. And we were asking, Father, how come you got that beard in two colors? Oh, he said, there's a story about it, you see. When I was in Japan, one day friars were short of tea. So I told them, don't bother, just prepare the boiling water and I will do the rest. And when they did it, so he said, I went and put my, soaked my beard into this boiling water, at which that part which was above, you see, remained black. So this were the jokes, you see, he was giving us many, many times. We could see him in the light of his words, because he had one lung only in good shape. So his voice was very soft, you see, at this distance to the friars, he never spoke without microphone, never without microphone. Friars, you see, they were so eager to listen to his words, because his words were beautiful, very deep, that they shorthanded it. And we have many of his sermons and talks, you see, written by the friars who put in shorthand everything. At the beatification of Father Maximilian Kolbe, I went to Rome, and at our monastery there, I saw a pile of books, you see, lying on the floor and at that height, writings of Maximilian Kolbe.
Wow. Yeah,
he was very prolific.
Right.
So this is how we knew Maximilian Kolbe, by his writings and by his works, by his deeds. To run 700 friars, and sometimes they must have been, you see, problems, but he solved them. He solved them. All friars would go into fire after him. You see, they loved him so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, he was strict in the observance of the vows, but otherwise he was like a mother. Mm-hmm. We printed also a daily Mawijinnik, daily, which was also an object of envy, yeah, what he did and how he spread.
Right.
That they wanted to not destroy him, but
so
what they did, you see, they had people in the post offices and asked them to put the newspaper from Nepokalanov 2 days later. So they had papers had a chance to be sold. So what Maximilian did, you see, he didn't fight them, but he prepared friars, sent friars for the to the flying school.
Okay.
Turned our football field into for airport. He wanted to send by planes, you see. You all say that he prepared Poland, Polish people, you see, for endure the sufferings during the Second World War.